It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Vinyl records now seem to be causing some folks a bit of grammatical angst.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
We have another word nerd at Michigan Radio. It's our very own Mike Perini, who also happens to be a big-time music collector. He wants to know the plural of vinyl, as in records. What's the answer?
The answer is that there are more people concerned about the plural of vinyl than I realized. And there are actually T-shirts and magnets that say the plural of vinyl is vinyl.
Well, are they right?
I think they've got a hard case to make here. The concern is now that vinyl has come to refer to vinyl records, you could use the word record or LP, but now people will say a vinyl. So once you have that, what's the plural? This has come up in newspapers, including the Washington Post this past April, about whether one could say vinyls. Mark Lieberman addressed it on the Language Log in 2012. And this question of can you take the word vinyl, which is a mass noun because it's a material, but once it starts to refer to a record, what do you do with the plural? Can you actually count it and have vinyls? For the people who say the plural is vinyl, they're having to say this word works like the word deer or sheep that have zero plurals in English. One deer, many deer. The problem is a lot of those words in English are animals, and clearly vinyl records are not animals.
Here's another mass noun, beer.
Exactly. So beer can be an uncountable noun as the liquid, lots of beer. But now beer also refers to bottles of beer, as in I had two beers. One of the challenges I sometimes give to my students and to others is whether there's any noun in English that can't be made countable. So are there mass nouns that can't be made countable? So you have water, but now that water refers to bottles of water, you can have many waters. I'll have three waters when you're ordering. I gave this challenge to an audience about a year ago, and someone emailed me a few months later who had been thinking about it and said, I have two words that I think might work. And one of them was cosmos. And I said, that doesn't work because you can actually find lots of instances of cosmoses.
Really?
You can if you Google it. The other one was everlasting. And there I thought, he's got a good one there. It's pretty hard to make that plural. But I could cheat a little bit because everlasting also refers to a flower. And if you use it to refer to a flower, you can have many everlastings.
And I believe it refers to boxing shorts as well.
We could use it that way too.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.